Blog Talk Radio.
Are you the type of an adult, you know, that gets bored easily? Do you get bored easily? I'm just asking. Do you get bored easily? I don't. I can just start right out the gate. Like, I don't get bored very easily. As a matter of fact, boredom, boring or whatever, is not even a word that I use very often. I don't even find most people to be boring. Maybe corny or, you know, not appealing to me, but boring, look, have you ever watched a snail get one, like, move from one place to another? You know how a snail moves very slow, like a slug. Like, have you ever watched a slug move, and it seems to be moving really slow? Walk away for about 5 minutes, and you're not going to see that slug anywhere. So they get it in because they keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving on. So I sort of take a page out of that book when I think about boredom. Now, we know that children get bored. And one of the reasons that children get bored, I think, is because children don't know a lot. So their routine can become monotonous really, really early. So that's why it's important to keep children, you know, in the field of learning, reading, growing, experiencing. Really, as I'm talking about this, should it be easier for a child to become bored or for an adult to become bored? Because with a child, almost everything that they learn or experience is going to be brand new. Even if you're talking about something that they do often, shoot, they've only been doing it for a little bit of time in comparison to a full-grown adult of over 21 years or whatever. So, you know, when we talk about adult boredom, could it be that some people easily get bored because they aren't enriching their lives with new experiences? They ain't getting out there. They ain't learning nothing. Anybody who reads a lot should never get bored. And I honestly feel that way. Anyone who reads a lot should never get bored. One of the purposes of reading is to exercise your mind, get your memory going, and spark your imagination. So people who read a lot, if you notice, they're usually a little bit more creative and imaginative than people who don't read a lot. People who don't read a lot have to kind of gain cues from what other people do. Let me ask y'all this, because I never really thought about this before, but now that I'm sitting here telling y'all about it, do you think that people who read a lot are less likely to copy off of other people? I never thought about it that way before, but I'm thinking about it now, and I want to know what y'all think. Do you think that people who read a lot are less likely to copy off of other people? Because when you read, you build pathways in your mind, and it sparks your imagination, and it can make you more creative. So you may not feel the necessary compulsion to copy off of what somebody else has done, because you've learned some other things, and you're thinking about some other things, and you're more imaginative and creative to the point where you have envisioned something that nobody else has thought about, because the things that you've read and the way that you've comprehended it has built pathways in your mind to the point where you're seeing something that somebody else sees, but you're seeing it in a whole totally different way. I'm interested to know what y'all think about that. I'm interested to know what y'all think. How y'all feel? What is the deal? What is the deal? Adult boredom. Causes and cures. Adult boredom. Causes and cures. You know, when people become bored, it can take them down a really negative pathway. Some people can get very destructive because of boredom. Now, for those of us who are more evolved, that sounds ridiculous. But when you think about the things that can make somebody else bored and also the things that can excite other people versus yourself, you may see some of the possibilities in it. Like, have you ever known anybody that was on drugs, that was addicted to drugs, and they said that one of the reasons that they either relapsed back into their addiction or that they started to get high in the first place was because they were bored? I have heard drug addicts say that. Like, I started getting high again. I relapsed back into my addiction because I was bored. I'm like, read a book, fool. Read a book. Get your shit together. For now, whenever. But that's what we're talking about, y'all. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other. Busted up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. But don't call me Lamar with the la-la-la-la-la-la. La, 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 no. And today, we are talking about adult boredom. Causes and cures. Adult boredom. Causes and cures. What can cause a full-grown adult to become bored? And I hear a lot of people, especially on social media, talking about boredom. Talking about, you know, I'd be bored. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm bored. Well, what are they really talking about? You know, from person to person, I can't say. I can't say what they might be talking about. I have some ideas of what they might be talking about, but what say you? What say you, my Urban Therapy with Sun crew? What say you? Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So what can make a full-grown adult become bored? The last time you were bored, let's talk about that. When was the last time some of y'all were bored? When was the last time that you said to yourself, you know, I'm really bored. Like, ugh, I'm moping around the house. I'm mulling around. I'm And earlier, a few minutes ago, I was talking about how some people have talked about them relapsing into addiction because they were bored. And there are many forms of addiction. So don't think I'm only talking about drugs, but people who overeat, people who are really, really fat or have a problem keeping their weight down because they have a problem keeping the fork down. Keeping the sandwich out of their mouth. But I've heard many of them say that they relapsed back into overeating because they were bored, and they ate when they were bored. Anybody know anything about that? Like, man, I ain't doing nothing. Let me go ahead and make this cake, and I'm going to eat this cake, and I got me some pastries, and I'm going to eat them, and I got me some crab legs, and I'm going to eat them, and I got me a little something I'm going to eat. I don't consider eating to be fun, but I realize that just might be me. I can't discount anybody else's feelings or experiences because they're not my own. So I'm going to try not to do that. I'm trying. Adult boredom, baby. Adult boredom. I tell you what. I amuse myself by doing these shows every day. I do. And sometimes when I go back and look at the shows, and I say, you know what? You weren't very exciting that day. And this is how this is my criteria for giving myself a critique. I ask myself when I go back and watch my shows, if I wasn't me, would I go back? Would I want to listen to what I was talking about? Did I hold my own attention? And sometimes I'm like, no, like your energy was low that day. You gave out a lot of information, but you don't nobody want to hear that shit in the way you was delivering it. So there are times when I might have to make my voice like this, because if I talk like this, people might be more apt to pay attention, because they're like, yo, why is he talking so forceful? But whatever. But at the same time, I got to make sure that I'm not too over the top to the point where it starts to get like, yeah, you too over the top, son. Tips, tools, and techniques. Tips and tricks. What's going on, Stacey White? What's going on, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And it's a boy, Bill Dan Destroy. What up, the boy? What's going on, the boy? Yeah, anytime it's a boy peek her head in, there's something going on. You know what I mean? Something must be speaking to herself. It must be speaking to herself. TK Wright said, that face you're making in the description. Yeah, I did that on purpose. I wanted to look bored. I wanted to look bored. Like, I'm so boring. We're going to really get into this whole adult boredom thing. I want to know some of the things that make y'all bored and some of the things that y'all do in order to eradicate or cure or remedy your boredom. You know what I mean? Don't start eating a bunch of Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and honey buns. Don't do that. Don't light up the blunt. Don't sniff the coke. Don't unseal the hair, Ron. Don't shoot the horse. TK Wright says, no, I know readers who specifically copy off of other readers or writers. Really? Wow. Wow. Well, maybe their comprehension skills isn't where it should be, because you're supposed to be more creative and imaginative when you read. I mean, isn't that, our teachers told us that. That's why they make us read so much when we're younger. Read, read, read. They're always sticking a book in front of us. They're always testing our reading skills. They're always they're always making us read back to them. Shout out to all of the parents who recognize the benefits of reading and who constantly, you know, shout out to the parents that bought their kids books for their birthdays and Christmases and things like that alongside the other gifts that they really wanted. My dad bought me a book called My Friend the Doctor when I was about six or seven years old, My Friend the Doctor. And it was a really good book to me. And from that point on, I wanted to be a doctor. Imagine if he would have bought me a book called My Friend the Radio Talk Show Host, My Friend the Video Blogger, My Friend not stage performer, but the performing artist. My Friend, the Performing Artist. I bet you I know that would have resonated. So
boy says, I get bored. I need stimulation. Well, what do you do? What do you do to stimulate yourself? What do you do to get yourself out of the rut of boredom with your adult ass? What do you do? What do you do? GK Wright says, adult boredom was in full effect during COVID-19. That's interesting. You know why I think that's interesting? Because social media has never been the same after the pandemic, if you ask me, because that was our saving grace. Everything had to be done online. You know, there were DJs. Remember, that's where the verses came out. We didn't have those verses battles between those singing artists before the pandemic. The pandemic really ramped up those verses battles, right? There were some good things that came out of the pandemic, especially social media-wise. So what about that? What about that social media? Social media keeps me from being bored all the time. It really does because, you know, I have a lot of people on my friends list. And so I have a wide database of people who post things, even though Facebook only gives me the algorithm of probably about 30 people out of the whole 5,000. It's kind of crazy, but nonetheless, I can always find something on there that I agree with or that I disagree with. Or sometimes I just like to shake the tree. So I'll just put a post out there, something outrageous. You know what I mean? This is a sort of a troll post. Some shit like I've posted things like, any man who uses an umbrella is probably gay. I know people going, you know, I troll a little bit, not all the time. But I know that's going to spark conversation. Some people are going to be mad at me. Some people are going to laugh at me. Some people are going to actually agree with me. I remember when I put that post up. Any man who uses an umbrella is gay. Oh, my God, you wrong. And then other people was like, yep, you right. Ain't no man supposed to be running around with no umbrella. You got to get a raincoat. Sometimes you might get a surprise. Yeah. DK Wright says, I know bored eaters. She says, I love certain foods, but I don't eat out of boredom. I exercise out of boredom. Exercise. However, I'm rarely bored. I read a lot and I work out because I love it. Exercise is a great way to get rid of boredom, and it's also an excellent way to get rid of insomnia. Because if cardiovascular exercise or heavy lifting doesn't make you tired and want to go to sleep, I don't know what's going to do it. Some people suffer from insomnia when they're really stressed out, when they're worried. And for others, they sleep away their stress and depression. Like, I'm just not going to get out of bed. Not today. I'm calling out today and tomorrow. I'm going to sleep for 48 hours straight. Only getting up to go pee, get something to eat. But I'm getting right back in here. I might wash. I might not. Depends on who else is in the house. Oh, it's a compliment. They think the other person is smarter or more articulate. Interesting. Are you talking about the copycat? Not sure. Stacey White says, shout out to the cool parents who make their kids read books. Savoy says, I love to read. Books are preferable over Kindle. I like Kindle. I do. I like Kindle. Because, first of all, I don't need a bookmark. I mean, I know that y'all bookie people, y'all like the smell of the pages. Oh, my God. Y'all aromatic. Yo, man, chill. Like, I need to smell the book. You weirdos. There's something about the pages on my fingers. Like, I got to flip. I got to swipe. Kindle has an automatic bookmark. I like that. And you can highlight without having to use a highlighter. That's something I really like to do. I really like to highlight. I like to highlight when I read a book. Certain books, informational books, I'm not a big fan of fiction. I like nonfiction. I really love human experience or something. I just like nonfiction. Not that there isn't some really great imaginative fiction out there, but I like nonfiction. I like it when it really happens. Stacey says, I used to take a walk. That's a good one, man. I love to walk. I love to walk. And that really gives me a chance to clear my mind, sweat it out a little bit. I love a long-ass walk or a hike. Y'all already know. I love a long-ass walk or a hike or whatever. And I like to exercise. I love to work out. Well, wait a minute. Now, let me stop lying, because I don't love to work out, but I love the results. And I'm not even just talking about the appearance results. I love the way that it makes me feel. You know, when you work out, you know that you've done something good for yourself, and it can make you feel good about yourself. It should make you feel good about yourself. Savoy says, I do puzzles, color, read, craft. So that all sounds like good ideas to me. Did he run? Yeah, he ran. He ran. He ran. I'm going to get him. He coming down to the last ones. I'm going to get him. 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 Puzzles. Puzzles are a great way to board. I like word games. I play. Listen, ever since I got a phone. Listen, anybody. Now you challenging me, you bitch. Anybody who has a cell phone. I don't know how you could get bored. Yo, you. First of all, you have an encyclopedia right there in your hand. In real time, not like the old Encyclopedia Britannica. You have an encyclopedia right there in real time where you can, any question that you have, you can find out. And speaking of that, it amazes me that some people do not know how to Google. You know how many people out here do not use their search engine the way that it was intended to be used? I think that search engines, particularly Google, even though Google takes your information and shares your information and all of that shit, yeah, they're bad on that end. But their database of knowledge is the biggest and best out of any other search engine, hands down. Hands down.
So, but y'all see me Google all the time. You know, I speak into the microphone, whatever I want to know. I hope y'all copy that. Because you don't even have to, you know, sometimes people don't know what to say to Google. You can ask it the way you can ask it exactly the way that you talk, you know. If you have an accent, you might have a little trouble, but other than that, you can use slang. You can trust me, they've heard it all. All of that stuff has been entered into the database, but it's such a great way to get information. And that is one of the chief reasons or chief ways not to become bored, by receiving more information, because it can get your imagination going. It can get your desire for learning and creating and devising and scheming and building. It can make all of those things start to happen for you. TK Wright says, I love to turn the page of a book. I've heard it all before. Give me the swipe. 500 books on one little device. Try that. Try that at home. I mean, I don't have a problem with actual books. Of course, I mean, we were raised on that, but I don't mind the digital books. Not at all. And I love audiobooks. Now, I be having mad credits. As a matter of fact, let me see how many credits I have on my what's it called? Audi something. What's it called? Audible. See how many credits I got. I be losing credits because I be lunching. Let me see. Man, I got 10 credits. I got 10 credits. That means I can buy 10 books right now. Oh, look. An Audible original. Brandy, A New Moon. Ooh, I want to read. I love Brandy. Wait, is this a book? Oh, yeah. And it's free. Oh, Brian, I'm going to check that out. So, yeah, I have 10 credits. I better hurry up and buy some books because I mess around and lose those credits. And I don't want to do that, motherfucker. Bitch. Go ahead, land. Playing games? You gonna die?
Yep.
Nigga. You gonna die. His ass dead. That's what he get for fucking with me. I told you, nigga. All right. Where you are? Adult boredom. Causes and cures. I think we're moving the needle a little bit. I think we moving the needle. The boy says, it's so much fun and time consuming. I'll get caught up that I'm determined to finish that day. All right. You talking about the puzzles?
I guess. DK Wright says, my son got lost with a damn phone in his hand. I was like, how? Because you have to teach them. They don't know. And that's crazy. Because we're running around here with these expensive-ass phones, these $1,000 or more phones, and we don't even know how they work. Here you got $1,200 of software in your hand, glued to you 24 hours a day or so. And you don't even, and you run around here still talking about you bored. You better go in that bitch and find some excitement. If nothing else, go to Pornhub, goddamn. Look, I ain't going to judge you. You like to, you know, you like to watch people have sex? I like porn. I don't go on porn sites because, you know, when you go on porn sites, you always run the risk. I don't know. Maybe it's not that way anymore because I hear so many people talk about Pornhub and other sites. But back in the day, whenever you used to go on porn sites, man, your phone would be ruined. There would be all kinds of viruses on your phone and all that kind of stuff. So I don't go on. I miss the DVD, man. I miss the DVD, man. Three pornos for $10. And I really wish they would bring back DVDs. I wish they would bring back CDs too. They need to bring back DVDs and they need to bring back CDs. We don't get to touch anything. They don't want us to touch our money. They don't want us to touch our music. You know what I mean? I mean, is it just me? You know, since we talk about adult boredom, what used to be more exciting than going to the record store? Especially if you went to the type of record store that would let you listen to the album before you bought it. So you checking out this album like, yo, put on the headphones. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, yeah, I'm buying this joint. This is hot. You know what I mean? You know, it's exciting. You get back home, or even if you didn't test the album, but you bought the album from a record store and you know, it was an artist that you really liked or were curious about. You wanted to see what they was doing on this album. Maybe you heard really good reviews about the album or whatever. You know what I mean? You already knew that there were songs on the album that you liked, but you heard so many good things about the album. You know, you excited to get home and play your records, play your tapes, play your CDs. And me, I like to, and don't let them have the words, the lyrics to the song. You ever get lost in the lyrics of like, wow, you wrote that? That's what you're talking about? Or you found out the true words that of a song that you had been singing and you realized you were singing it all wrong and you finally saw the words like, wow, okay. Like listening to new music was like a form of reading to me, but it was definitely exciting to listen to new music or just listening to music that you really like. How can you be bored when you got on a pair of headphones or you can blast your music in your crib, you know what I mean, or your favorite song? How can you be bored that way? How? I mean, I used to be reading through the credits, looking at the pictures in the jacket of the album. Some albums had album art that you could interact with, like pop-up shit. Pop-up albums, like Parliament and Funkadelic, they used to do that shit all the time. Even as one of the Chub Rock, his second album, I believe. Chub Rock's second album, it was like a book. It was like a book. It was sort of like a pop-up type of thing. Stacey said, "Do you remember when they used to have a fresh magazine? Have a fresh magazine out? Mm. They need to bring back magazines too. But the internet kills so much. But now you have it right in the palm of your hand. You got it in your hand. But there's still something. There's something about playing a record. I don't. Is it just me? There's something about playing a record, popping that CD in, putting that tape in. Putting that tape in, baby.
I got some of y'all with props every now and then. I got to come to y'all with some props every now and then. Show y'all that I'm rad. You see this here? You see this here? This here is a tape deck. You see that? It's a tape deck. It's a little dusty. You know what I mean? See if I can... Look. Eject. You put the tape in there. You know what I'm saying? I used to get excited when I'm playing a new tape, popping the tape in, rewinding, fast-forwarding the tape. Or... I always like to have a dual cassette so I could, you know, so you can copy one tape to the other tape. Ooh. And remember fast copying? Remember fast copying? You know what I mean? Now, for all of my audio nerds, you know that when you fast copy the tape or speed copy the tape, you would lose a little bit of the audio quality. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do the fast. Listen, I've always been a stickler for audio and video. So I wouldn't do the fast copy unless I had to. Like my man got this tape and I need to copy this tape and he ain't got all day. He don't have this hour for me to copy it. So I gotta copy this TDK, this Maxell, this Memorex tape. Copying a tape, baby. That's the one thing I didn't like about CDs, like burning a CD. Like, I didn't like the name of it. What do you mean you burning a CD? What are you burning? Burning? That's the word. When you burn something, don't you destroy it? I never liked that word, burning a CD. But listening to music, copying music, finding out new music is a great way to get rid of boredom, adult boredom, any kind of boredom. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? TK Wright says, I have 2 or 3 credits. Stacey White says, The Fly says, I'm co-host today. Yeah, well, I took care of that. That co-host gone. He got 5. Put him in fly heaven. And so Jones says, adult boredom is expensive. I was 18 in South Dakota with free time and money. TK Wright says, not just you. It's not just you. They don't want us to be able to hold on to anything. They don't. That's why I try to keep as many tangible things as possible. Listen, they don't even want us to have real speakers no more. I mean, if we talking about music, you know, all these little ass speakers and shit. Like, come on. Speakers used to be furniture, and they still are to me. I still got big speakers. And I listen, you can't duplicate the bass and the boom of a big speaker. You may be able to copy the acoustic features with smaller speakers, but that bass, that boom, you need a 12 to 16-inch woofer, baby. My 16s be so real, you can feel them in your veins like Romello's pops from Sugar Hill. Shout out to Jadakiss. Shout out to Jada. Mwah. Jay, mwah.
And so it says, Google lyrics we let slide. Savoy says, magazines still exist. Yeah, but not on the level that they used to. Man, if you had a, if you ran a magazine company before, you could get paid. Like, man, it's a crapshoot now. They barely even have newspapers anymore. It's a dying thing. Newspapers? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. TK Wright says, love interactive vinyls and CDs. Exactly. Put the needle on the record, man. It used to be, it was a thing. Like, you put that needle on the needle on the record. Have you ever played a record with your fingernail? Did you know you could do that? If you put your fingernail in the grooves of the record and you listen closely, you will hear the record. If you've never done that, please try it. Please try it, and it's an actual fact. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. You can play a record with your fingernail. No electricity involved. And that was the a fucking amazing thing about vinyl records. I still, to this day, I don't understand how. How am I hearing this record? By letting it spin with my finger in the grooves of the record. How? How is there sound in there? How? And it's an actual fact. This is how I kept myself from being bored as a kid. I'm not the type of person that gets bored easily. Boredom is not my Achilles heel. It's not my problem. It's not something that that plagues my life. I can find a way to entertain myself. Hey, Candy Night. Candy Night. Candy Night. The boogie get down. Cause Candy Night is always the best in town. Got two people dancing. TK Wright says, I have a record player in my living room. That's what's up. And so Jones says, put some paper on top of a hole on top of the tape to record songs on the radio. Oh, man. Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. So, yeah. Yeah. Adult boredom. So we're talking about some things, some ways that people become bored, and some things that people can do to stop themselves from being bored. But what about when you're bored with somebody else? Have you ever been with somebody that you consider to be boring, whether they were a friend, whether they were a lover, whether they were a spouse, family member, whatever? What makes one person bored with another person? Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? You know, whenever I hear somebody say that they became bored with somebody else or they found somebody to be boring, I'm like, man, that's a hell of a diss. I would hate to be the other person on the other end of that declaration. Like, yo, my wife thinks I'm boring because I don't be wanting to go out to the clubs with her. It happens. Some people's idea of excitement, they like to go to the club. They like to shake their ass. Unfortunately, it goes a little too far these days. What's up with these chicks out here that have to twerk? Like, can somebody please explain the twerking thing to me? Like, what are we doing? It's sexy and all of that, and people make excuses for it. And no, it don't mean that you are sexually explicit or loose because you twerk. Like, but what is it? What are you doing? What are y'all doing? What? What is it about twerking that makes you fight for the right to twerk? Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I saw a video about that shit yesterday, and I agreed with it so heavy. But one thing is for sure, they don't be bored in them restaurants, at them weddings, at them baby showers, at those christenings, at those baptismals. Twerk, twerk, twerk all of your boredom away. And so it says sometimes relationships become dull. Okay, well, what becomes dull about it? What was exciting about it in the beginning? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So boy says, conversation is a must. Again, I need stimulation. Stimulation. Mental stimulation. If we're talking about conversation, right? We're talking about mental stimulation. And that makes sense to me. But on what level are we talking about? To the point where you can become bored with another person. Are you saying that they are staying on the same topics that they always talked about before? Like they're not elevating their learning process to the point where they can carry a conversation in a different way than they did before? You know, are you not covering a broader range of topics? Are you not learning from this person? Does this person even want to learn? You know what I mean? I've been in situations where people have been concerned that if they didn't move at the same speed that I was moving, what they perceived to be the same speed that I was moving, that they thought that I would become bored with them. And I'm thinking, like, listen, if there was a potential for you to be boring to me, I probably would have never kicked it with you in the first place. Like, that's funny because I would say that it's not hard to hold my attention, but it's probably a little, you have to probably be a little strategic to keep my attention. Like, you can get my attention, but holding it, I don't know. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to consider you to be boring. I might have other words, other adjectives to describe how I feel about you, but boredom probably won't be one. I would probably say something like, you're just into things that I'm not into. And I think that those things are frivolous. I think that they are unnecessary. I think that sometimes they're dangerous. And I think that sometimes they're, you know, petty. You know, all kinds of words that you can use to describe a person's or your feelings about a person's behavior. But boredom is probably not one of those words that I'm going to use very often. You know, like, I'm trying to think, have I ever gotten bored with any girlfriends that I've had? I'm like, nah. Because all the women I've ever been interested in I could talk to them for hours and hours. We never had to be on the same educational level. We just had to be on the same or on similar intelligence levels. There's a difference. There's a difference. Like, as long as I know that you can comprehend, accept, grow, and whatever, that's all I need. That's all I need. To get by. I like a woman who's smart. But she ain't got to be a scholar. And she ain't got to make a lot of dollars. But she got to understand, shake her head yes or no when I try to holler. Whatever. But yeah, some people really do get bored with other people. And it can have a negative effect on people's relationships. It can have a negative effect on people's marriages. People have described themselves as growing apart because of this whole boredom thing. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know. How long after you discover that you find somebody to be boring will it take for you to make a move to either try to repair that relationship or to eliminate that relationship? How long did it take? Have you ever been with somebody who you were bored with or that you considered to be boring or that you became bored with? Have you ever been with anybody that you grew to be bored with? What was that about? When you started to become bored with them, what happened? What put y'all in that space, in that realm, in that place? When you became bored. Bored. Boring. Boring. Honestly, I'm just going to put it out there. I can't speak to the accuracy of it, but it seems to me like when I've heard somebody say that they were bored with their partner, it's normally because they were already cheating. They were already cheating, not getting ready to cheat, not considering it. They were already there. Could it be the excitement of sneaking around that they were excited about? I don't know. And like I said, once again, I'm not saying that that applies to everyone who has ever been bored with the person that they were with. But from my experience, normally when people said that they were bored with their spouses or with their man or their woman, they were already cheating. They were already in that sphere. They was there in that sphere. Well, if you ever get bored as an adult, you can always grab your bongos.
Sure that I
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. What y'all know? What you know?
Yeah, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, I got instruments, man.
I haven't mastered these yet. One day we'll be together. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Unfortunately, some people who get bored easily, like I said, you know, they can turn to addiction. Some people may become sexually promiscuous. I mean, because, you know, for some people, having sex is very exciting. I can understand. I can totally relate. However, you know, destructive behavior, coming out of boredom. And, you know, our parents used to say to us that an idle mind is the devil's playground. So if your parents were like my parents, they kept me into activities, different activities, all through the time I was young, so I wouldn't get bored, so I wouldn't start to get into mischief. So, you know, I could be structured and I could occupy my time in a positive way. That was my parents. That was my people. That's how they got down. That's how they carried it. That's how they carried it. That's how we carried it, son. That's how we carried it, son. So what y'all know? What do y'all know about being bored with somebody? I need someone to love. Someone to love. We about to get out of here in a minute. We're about to get out of here in a minute. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to take up your whole day on a Saturday. I wanted to talk about boredom real quick. Adult boredom. I still don't really get it. Y'all have helped me out a little bit, but I don't totally get it. You know, as a full-fledged 100% adult, you should have learned so many things by that time to be able to entertain yourself, occupy your time, or shoot, get things done. I know something that's not really fun, but it ain't boring. Paying bills. Yeah, you won't be bored. You might be angry, but you won't be bored. Sheesh. Well, looky here. Ansel Jones is in the house. And it just happens to be his birthday. Well, well, well. My brother Ansel Jones. It's his birthday, yo. Did y'all know that shit? And look, he came up here like, I'm not announcing my birthday. I'm just here with y'all kicking it like a regular day. My brother Ansel Jones. Baltimore brother girl. My brother Ansel Jones. My brother Ansel Jones. Yo, Baltimore brother girl can't leave. My brother. What's going on? All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... Number one out the box, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house.
going on, my brother Ansel Jones, man? I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Get out there, man. Do your damn thing. And also, Edwin Harrison turned 63 years old today. And Jemana Rabia Hearts, happy birthday to you. And Jabela Aziz turning 47 years old today. And Doro Jenkins, or is that DeRuff? Nah, I think it's Doro. Turning 44 years old today. And Ronichi Baker turning 45 years old today. And Janelle Coker Goins. My girl, go get her. Janelle. You know what I mean? Everything she do so well. She don't believe it. She think I'm lying, but I ain't buying it. All right, happy birthday to you. And Rhonda Watson Edwards, happy birthday to you. And Ty Crippen, happy birthday to you. And Charles Owings Brown Jr. And last but not least, unite all peoples. I hope that today finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person who shares this birthday on July 15th. That's the middle of the month. Yeah. And that's the shit. Yo, you just can't front. Yo, shout out to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. July 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, are you bored, man? Yo, are you on the floor, man? Yo, you do some floor exercises. Make sure that you get the new surprises in your mind and your physical body. You can be an ugly person or a real hottie, but it doesn't really matter as long as you keep yourself excited. Yo, new day, write it. Write it off just like your taxes. Don't go out there being violent, breaking back. It's not the thing to do. But I understand you. I feel you. But yo, chill. That's what you do. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show tomorrow at 1 p.m. So make sure y'all come on through. So, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And so, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. Oh, by the way, shout out to Duck Northwest Media. Appreciate you coming through on the Blog Talk side. So, like I said, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the